Pride and Prejudice Chapter 2 Jane's Illness Mr. Bennet had a comfortable income of $2,000 a year and a pleasant house in Longbourn. But unfortunately for his daughters, after his death, all his property would pass to a distant male relation. Mrs. Bennet's father had been a lawyer and had only left his daughter a small amount of money. She had a brother who owned shops in London, and she also had a sister married to a Mr. Phillips. He had been her father's clerk and now carried on his late employer's business. Mr. and Mrs. Phillips lived in Meryton, which was only a kilometre or so from the village of Longbourn. It was the most convenient distance for the Bennet girls, who were usually tempted there 3 or 4 times a week to visit their aunt or a dressmaker who lived opposite. The youngest daughters, Kitty and Lydia, were particularly regular visitors. Their minds were more vacant than their sisters', and if no better entertainment was available, a walk to Meryton always provided some amusement, as well as interesting local news from their aunt. The latest news, which delighted Kitty and Lydia, was that the regiment, which had recently arrived in Meryton, was to stay there for the whole winter. The two girls now visited their aunt every day, and as Mr. Phillips knew all the officers, Kitty and Lydia were soon introduced to them. At home, they could talk of nothing but officers and their handsome uniforms. Even Mr. Bingley's fortune now seemed heartily worth considering. After listening to their praise of the officers one morning, Mr. Bennet said coolly, "From what I can see, you must be two of the silliest girls in the country. I've suspected it for some time, but now I'm convinced." Kitty was embarrassed and did not reply, but Lydia, the youngest, continued to express her admiration for a certain Captain Carter with perfect indifference. "I am very surprised, my dear," said Mrs. Bennet, "that you should be so ready to think your own children silly. As it happens, they are all very clever." "That is the only point, I think, on which we do not agree. I am afraid I must say that I consider our two youngest daughters unusually foolish." "My dear Mr. Bennet, you mustn't expect such young girls to have the common sense of their father or mother. I remember when I used to like a red coat myself, and indeed I still do. If a good-looking officer with $5,000 or $6,000 a year wanted to marry one of my girls, I wouldn't turn him down. And I thought Colonel Forster looked very handsome last night at Sir William's, in his regimental uniform." Just then a servant entered with a note for Jane, which had come from Netherfield. Mrs. Bennet's eyes shone with pleasure, and she called out eagerly, while her daughter was reading it, "Well, Jane, who is it from? What does he say? Tell us quickly, my love." "It's from Miss Bingley," said Jane. "She invites me to dinner at Netherfield, as she and her sister are alone. It seems her brother and the gentleman are having dinner with the officers in Meryton."
"With the officers?" cried Lydia. "I wonder why Aunt Phillips didn't tell us that."
"Having dinner in Meryton?" repeated Mrs. Bennet, shaking her head. "That's very unlucky."
"May I take the carriage?" asked Jane.
"No, my dear, you'd better ride over there, because it looks like to rain, and then you have to stay the night."
"That would be a good plan," said Elizabeth to her mother. "If you were sure they wouldn't offer to send her home in their carriage."
"Oh, but they can't. The gentleman must have taken Mr. Bingley's carriage to go to Meryton."
"I'd much rather go in the carriage," Jane said. But my dear, your father can't spare the horses, I'm sure. They are needed on the farm, aren't they, Mr. Bennet?
Mr. Bennet finally agreed that they were in fact being used that day in the field. So Jane set out on her horse, while her mother called cheerfully after her.
I do hope it'll rain heavily, my love.
And Jane had not been gone for long before it rained hard. Elizabeth was a little worried about her sister, but Mrs. Bennet was delighted.
What a good idea of mine that was,
she said more than once, extremely pleased with herself. Not until the next morning, however, did she realize the full extent of her success. After breakfast, a servant from Netherfield arrived with a note from Jane to Elizabeth, explaining that Jane had caught cold on her wet ride and had been invited to stay at Netherfield until she recovered.
Well, my dear, said Mr. Bennet, if your daughter should become seriously ill and die, it would be a comfort to know that she died in a good cause and in obedience to your orders.
Oh, I'm not afraid of her dying. People don't die of colds. She'll be looked after well at Netherfield. As long as she stays there, everything will be all right.
But Elizabeth felt really anxious and was determined to go to her sister. As the carriage was not available, and she was not keen on riding, she decided to walk the 5 kilometers to Netherfield. Kitty and Lydia accompanied her as far as Meryton, where they went to visit one of the officers' wives. Elizabeth continued alone, crossing field after field and jumping impatiently over streams in her anxiety to see her sister.